Our first ever nationwide raid on the synthetic drug industry was conducted yesterday and hit stores in Watertown, Syracuse, and around the area. As Joanna Richards reports, the raid follows a new federal law that bans many of the chemical compounds used to make synthetic drugs like bath salts.
The raids targeted manufacturing facilities and retail outlets for the drugs in 91 cities in 30 states. At a Washington, D.C. press conference Thursday about Operation Logjam, Drug Enforcement Administration Chief Michelle Leonhart described the growing problems associated with synthetic drugs.
In just 1 year, calls to the poison control centers about synthetic cannabinoids, such as spice and K2, have more than doubled, and the calls regarding synthetic cathinones, marketed as bath salts, have increased more than 20-fold.
Leonhart said Operation Logjam executed 265 search warrants in the raids, and over $36 million in cash was seized, along with 53 weapons, nearly 5 million packets of synthetic cannabinoids, and 167,000 packets of synthetic cathinones, plus more raw materials to make both drugs. Federal, state, and local agencies collaborated in the raids. James Shaparo of the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said that although the formulas for the drugs are complex, the raid's message was simple.
These drugs are dangerous, and they are illegal. If you're involved in the manufacture, importation, distribution, or sale of these illicit chemicals, we will come after you.
For WRVO News, I'm Joanna Richards in Watertown.